So yesterday, Maisa, Gemaylech Biederman in his Sefer, Rebbe Gemaylech, he writes a story of the Slonim Rebbe. The Slonim Rebbe was, I said a story over, for Tzadik Echot, certain Tzadik, he had on Leil Rosh Hashanah, was going through the Simonim, and as he put the challah in the honey, the challah went right into the honey, and he was unable to consume it. He was completely like all sticky and thing. He couldn't eat it. Once they tried to take a bit of the honey, they couldn't have the honey. They found there was an ant in the honey. A few ants in the honey. They couldn't eat it, so they left the honey out. Fine, okay. Then they wanted to have the apple. They was trying to have the apple as soon as they give it back. This is sour apple. And to go through the rimoin, they want back the rimoin. Rimoin, they can't eat the rimoin. Can't eat it. Because the fish, want to eat the fish. Fish completely off. It's completely off. And they go from one simon to the next. By the time they reach the fish, it was Simone Milzer, Leil Rosh Hashanah, the rabbitson freezes, and she freaks out. And he said, the simonim is all simonim for a good year. But we're saying that all our simonim show that it's going to be cholila, bitter year, sour year. All the simonim are not working out. And she's in panic mode. Look, everything, nothing's working out, nothing's sweet. Everything is sour, everything is bitter. It's going to be cholila, terrible, terrible year. And she freaks out. So Rebbe then said to her, he says, you're wrong, you're completely wrong. And he said, what would you say? What would you say?
As long as the chicken soup's alright.
Yeah. So the Rebbe said, he said that all the simonim is all for echtemtze, for us. It's all opportunities for us to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to give hope. It gives a certain confidence to people. You have a simon, once you've eaten the simon, the Rosh Le'izonov, Shana Tova Mesukah. He gives us a confidence in the mid of bitochen, and he gives us a reassurance that Be'ezer Hashem, we're full of hope, and Simcha, it's going to be a great year. And it gives us a certain reassurance and a hope and a tefillah and a bitochen that the forthcoming year will be very, very great and very sweet. He said that for you, Rebbetzin, it's not working out for you. The simonim is giving exactly the opposite. So for you, the simonim is not relevant. All the simonim were only given. Chachamim only gave us, the Gemara only gives us to eat simonim for positive atmosphere, for positive ruach. There's nothing intrinsic about it. I mean, there may be a pikabola, but there's nothing really intrinsic about it. It's all for us to get into the positive mood, into a mode of hope and tefillah and bitochen. He said, but you, it's causing the opposite. So leave it. It doesn't mean anything to you. It's not relevant. And I thought it's a very interesting dank. The Medachonim struggle to understand exactly what is a simon, how does it work. I think according to the Slonim Rebbe, it's very understandable. It's a bitochen and it's bitochen and simcha towards the fresh year. And the truth is that it's very interesting. As the Mefarshim are really bothered about it. Bali Musa, they ask. He says that on Rosh Hashanah, it's a day of Simcha. It's the Dinei Simcha Yom Tov apply. The Dinei Simcha Yom Tov apply. It's interesting. How is it possible to have a Simcha Yom Tov? I mean, it's true that when he's allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, they say in Brisk. In Brisk, they say there's a Kabbalah in Brisk. Yeah? What did the Brisk Rav do on Rosh Hashanah? Do you know? They say that secretly, that's what they say. That secretly the Brisk Rav fasts on Rosh Hashanah. That's what they say. I don't know if it's true or not. Yeah? That's what they say. I don't know. But otherwise, Zicha, you're allowed to fight. But Medina Zicha, it's a din of Simcha. It's a din of Simcha Yom Tov apply. How does Simcha Yom Tov apply on such a day? How does Simcha Yom Tov on a day like that? How does it apply? Pardon? Oh, very good. Judgeful. Yeah, it's a Simcha judge for the good. We have to. It's taked that. It's a taked that the Shulchan Aruch. It's stay taked. You have to be full of hope. You can't. You have to be full of hope. Full of confidence in bitachon be'ezer Hashem. Fine, we should all be zoicha to exceed v'chasim etoyva. Okay, we finished off yesterday with a question, and I want to just recap the question. Add fuel to the fire in the question, and that is the following question. We learned yesterday the halacha of a mashkim baboyker. Somebody wakes up in the morning and he sees that his cholin gets burnt. What is he meant to do? Shulchan Aruch teaches what you're allowed to do. Take a pot. put it on the fire, and then you put the cholent on top of the pot. You're only allowed to do this if... That's right, if the Kedilim of Kedilim... That's right, if... No. Ah, what do you mean if it was there before Shabbos? Yeah, well, you mean the right, you mean that the din of Chazor apply. That's what he's saying. Yeah, that's right. If it's there before, the din of Chazor apply to din of Yodoi, Chosachas, only then you're allowed to put it on top of the pot. Right. Now, we asked that it seems to indicate that in terms of taking a dish from the fridge, seems to indicate that you're not allowed to. Just take something from the fridge, take a kikkel from the fridge, and put it on top of a pot, which is on the fire. You can't do that, it appears, because you're only allowed to do that. You're only allowed to use the top of the pot for chazora, if chazora conditions apply. But nesinah lechatchila, to put it from the fridge onto the top of the pot, that seems to imply that it is, that it's also. And that's not really what many yidden seem to be doing. Many yidden seem to, in fact, no, many yidden seem to be taking something from the fridge, take the challah, whatever it is, and you put it on top of a pot, which is on top of the kufuktumah. So how do you conciliate that? And I'm going to add something to make things even more complex, and that is a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Yud Ches. I don't think Shin Yud Ches is in here. Maybe maybe Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah Siman Shin Yud Ches. Just to add to the question, is a Shulchan Aruch is Chelik Gimel Siman Shin Yud Ches. Yeah, there might be, but let's see if there's another one as well. Have you got? Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. So the question can be intensified by the Shulchan Aruch's words himself. I think it's Siv Tesvov. Tezvav? Yeah. Let's see if there's... Do you know what? Actually, I think we can even ask better from Sif Hey. Yeah, you know what? We can either ask from Siman Shin Yud Ches Seif Tezvav, or very similar indeed. I'll return this to you. You can ask also from Sif Hey later on. The question can be asked. If you look in Sif Hey, which is just next page, on page 46, but you can also ask from Siman Shin Yud Ches Seif Tezvav. Mutala says, Al Pikideras Chamin B'Shabbos Tavshal Shishbash Lerav Shabbos Kol Tzokoy, could go in Panadish, which is a solid food, Kiyotze Ben Lechamamon, Lifit Shein Tech B'Shul Bekach. Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to put the alpik deres chamin, you're allowed to take, so that's now talk, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch slowly. Motolos alpik deres chamin, per Shabbos, you're allowed to put on top of a pea, alpik deres chamin, from the fridge now, it's talking about motolos, you're allowed to take, no chazor over here, you're allowed to take from the fridge and put on the kader on top of a pot, tavshel zin ishbashel merav Shabbos kol tzorkoi. So a fully cooked food you're allowed to put on top of a pot. Could go in panadish, like a solid food called panadish, v'chiyotze melechamon. While if ish ain't ech bishul bekach. So Rabbi Yisai, we're learning, in reality, what we have got a contradiction over here, because Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying that you're allowed to be saying, Sif Hei, we're learning, you're allowed to take a solid food called panadish, and you're putting it on top of a pot on Shabbos, And because why? Because ain't deich bishul bekach, that's not no way of cooking something. And therefore, you're allowed to take a panadish, which is a fully cooked, solid food, taken from the fridge, and you're putting it on top of a pot, boiling hot pot, on Shabbos. Why allowed to do that? We just learned you can only do that if you're doing chazorah. We just said a minute ago that Tziv Gimel is teaching us, Tadamashkim Aboike, you're only allowed to put something on a pot, if it's chazorah, if you're doing it as a chazorah, if it was there beforehand, and didn't chazorah apply from the fire, you're putting it on top of a pot, if the condition of chazor apply. But if you're doing the sin lechatchila on Shabbos, from the fridge straight onto the pot, they won't be allowed. That seems to indicate, Sif Gimel seems to indicate. We're learning in Sif A something very different. You're allowed to open a fridge, take a panadish, a solid food, and you're putting it on top of the pot on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to do that? Is the chazorah only permitted, yes or no? What's the difference between Sif Gimel and Sif Hei? And again, Sif Hei is also explicit in Simen Shin Yud Ches, that you are allowed to take a food, a solid food from the fridge, and put it on top of a boiling, cooking pot. On Shabbos, without chazorah. How can that be? Now, Rabbi Yisai, the way we're going to be answering this tira, we're going to answer it in two ways. And depending on that, we're going to see how we use our hot plates and how we heat up things on Shabbos. So there could be, he can't be more halach lemaisa than this tira. Because it's mamash, it's a key question on the sin lechatchila. Rabbi Yisai, what do you say? What's the difference between Sif Gimel and Sif Hei? What's the difference? Naftali, what are you tying? What's the difference? How can you say in Sif Gimel, you're only allowed to put it on top of a boiling pot if it's chazorah, and in Sif Hei, you're always allowed to put it from the fridge straight into the boiling pot, take it, panadish, a kegel, call it whatever you want, you're putting it on top of a pot, cooking pot, you're putting it on top of it, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to do it? Because ein derech b'shul bekach. And in Sif Gimel we learned, you're only allowed to do it if the chazorah conditions apply. You're not allowed to take it straight from the fridge. What's pshat?
Maybe it's just a warm pot, so
that
should get a bit warm. Not that it's boiling hot.
If you're not reaching out, say, let this boy, it's mutter. Okay. That's it, I hear.
On Gimel case, you take it from the blech and put it
in. Instead of Gimel, you're raising it.
You take it off the blech and raising it on the pot.
Yep.
In
hay.
So in hay, you put it straight on top of the pot.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep. So what's again on hay? So what's the difference? How are you answering it?
I don't know, I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, the question is then, if hay, it says you're allowed to straight take it from the fridge, you're allowed to take your kegel from the fridge and put it on top of a pot. On top of a pot. And so if Gimel we're learning, you're allowed to take it from the fridge, only if it wasn't the fire beforehand, you're allowed to take it from the fire and put it on top. That you're allowed to do. But you can't take it from the fridge. What? How can that be? Pandish is dry. Solid. So what would be the loch? So dry food you're learning, you're allowed to put in Sinei Lechatchila. Dry food you're allowed to do in Sinei Lechatchila, but if it's cold, you can only do it with Dinei Chazora. What's the difference? If it's hot, the hot liquid is equivalent to mevushal kol tzorkoi. What would be a difference? Hot liquid is the same than mevushal kol tzorkoi. Okay, Rabbi Sai, there's two answers in the Achoinim, and the Nafkamina is huge. Because we're going to see soon that the Nafkamina is going to be as to whether you're allowed to take a kegel, and what do people do? You take a hot plate, upside down pot, right, or a tin foil, and you want to know as to whether you can take the kegel from the fridge and put it on top of that hot plate, which has an upside down. Is that what you do? You put anything from the fridge onto the hot plate on Shabbos? Right. So now this is going to be addressed as whether that's mutter or not. And many Yidden do it. And we'll see soon where that comes from. Because really, I've got a stira between Gimel and Hei. Let's see how we reconcile it. Could we look at the bialoch over here? I want to do this bialoch inside because it's so critically important. So that's Dibra Maschil Ve'izoy Shaloyosim. That's on Sif Gimel. Ve'izoy Shaloyosim. De'im nichon al gabe kaka. If you place it on the floor, ein al ze shem chazora. It's not considered chazora. Shirot zel nichon achkar. Fekene tchilas anoche damye. That will be considered nesin lecha tchila. The also, which is also in Sif Gimel. Al pikir guf v'ktuma. אפילו על פי הגוף הכתומה, ואפילו הרמוד אנחנו בשבת התחילה עושה. ולכוי רסוי סר המחבר את עצמו, if you're contradiction, הן שולחון אורך himself. תראה כמון בסעיף היי, in later on in סעיף היי, we're learning. היי תיק לדינה, he copied הלוך למייסה, אז די מהרעש פה, שוב ובי סיועסת בשם הרען, בפרק קירו. שכזה בשמו, שם דה מוטה לתחת, תחילה בשבס. We're learning over here, only if חזור conditions apply, שאלה to do it. And over there in Sivhei, we're learning, שאלה to do it, נסין לחת חילה. דאף שכדי ראות תחתו אינו עמד איזה לא איש, although the underneath one is on the fire, כיוון שמאפסק, זה מים מדי כדי ראות אין דרך פשוט בכך, ועדיף הוא מקריר גוף וכתומו, וכמיים מדי כדי מדור ומוטר ושבס עם המבוש לכל צורקוי. So we're learning Sivhei, you're allowed to do it, because it's אין דרך פשוט בכך, okay, that's what he's just speaking out, what Sivhei tells you, you're allowed to put on top of a pot, because אין דרך פשוט בכך. ומצאתי בדוקל מבובה. Now the first answer is דוקל מבובה. שנדחק בזה, וכוס האפשר מחבר שמח עזר שמול צבר הסרן, תגיד, אין פנאד יש דקו לאיפוי סלגה בקיר יש דוקל בזה אין שום. He said that, דוקל מבובה says, that you know why you're allowed to do it, you're only allowed to do it with a panadish. Panadish is something which you would never cook on top of a pot. It's just a weird thing, it's a bizarre thing to do. You don't take a panadish, Moshele, did you ever take a panadish and put it on top of a pot? Yeah, exactly. So since Moshele doesn't do it, most other Yidden also don't do that, they would never ever take a panadish and put it on top of a pot. And therefore it's called Enderech Bishol Bekach. Correct, that's what he says. And therefore it's a normal thing to do. Since it's a normal item that you put over there, only Chazor is Mutter. But you wouldn't be allowed to take an item discussed, a regular tafshil, to put that on top of a pot. You can only do that with Dinei Chazor apply. But if it's taken from the fridge and put it on top of a pot, you can only do that if it's completely random, an item to put on top of a pot. It's completely bizarre. If so... Panadish is a weird, it's an ein derech b'shul bekach, it's not a regular place to heat up. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's talk about a kegel then. Let's talk about a kegel. Is it a regular place to put it on top of a upside down pot, on top of a hot plate, or is it not? Is it bizarre or not bizarre? Is it a regular place of cooking or not? You're saying that it's considered still no, it's not mechse kemvashel and derech bishul bekach and ubimuta. You don't cook there. It's not a place muted for cooking would be permitted. Okay. You wouldn't. Okay. Wood, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like this pshat. Wood oichi godel. Tamechab lo yisvir leklal shetzaran ledina kmo yishkazem aglavom chimuch biagro. תסביר רגע שזה רעש בעין שום. אך כך מוצא סביב מגודם שיש שווה קושה וטוב טעם. פודי סעיפי שער במדס על גבי כדרס חמין או תפשיל, לנך שווה קלקו מדס על גבי קירו. פלו החימות רעפית אין לך תחילה בשבס. מה שעיקר בדיינים שכדר ריקונס במדס רק ליסטו מסוכם הקירו, שאי כל כך חוים. נעשה קירו על ידי זה רק כשעה קירו וגוף, וכתום עוד עושה ליתן לה בשבס, תפשיל לך תחילה. משלבו עושה לספורת, ביולוך עושה נמר פי גודם. No, 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 no. You completely got the wrong end of the stick. You got the wrong end of the pot. He says as follows. He says that the difference is as to whether the pot is full or empty. If you've got a full pot, then it's not considered as if you're putting it on the fire at all. Let's be honest, says the Bialocha in the name of the Prima Godim. If you're taking a kegel and you're putting it on top of a boiling pot of soup, of cholent, or whatever it may be, you're putting the kegel on top of that, so you're not really putting that kegel on the fire. It's completely disconnected to the fire. It's not connected to the fire. You're putting the kegel on top of a boiling. It's as if you're putting it on top of the urn. It's as if you're putting it on top of something which happens to be on top of a fire. And that is mutzi. You're allowed to do that in Silichat Chila on Shabbos. That's Seif Hei. Seif Hei tells us you're allowed to do this in Silichat Chila on Shabbos when you're not putting it on a fire. You're not putting it on a grill for ketuma, but you're putting it on top of a boiling pot. If there's food inside it, and you're putting the kegel on top of that, that's muta on Shabbos and derech bishul bekach. It's like smicha, it's like no shaykhes. There's no gzera. However, if it's an empty pot, that's what we're discussing in Tziv Gimel, there you've got a problem. Because there, all you're doing really when you're putting a pot there upside down, or not upside down, all you're doing, by putting a pot there, you're making the fire grill for ketuma. That's all you are doing. You're doing a fire, a goof for ketuma. There, I'm really sorry, says the Prima Godim, that all you're doing, goof for ketuma, you're allowed to do chazora, but you can't do nisin chatchila. You're doing...
The blech.
Pardon?
The blech is enough.
Exactly. So what you're doing is you're by putting an empty pot. So there's a difference between an empty pot or a full pot. Again, if you have an empty pot, that's Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel, that's what he's talking about, an empty pot. Kedere Konis. You have an empty pot there. All you've done, you've established and you've achieved that the key, that the fire is now a Guf of Ketumah. What can you do in a Guf of Ketumah? Guf of Ketumah, you're allowed to do Chazorah. If the conditions of Chazorah apply, you're allowed to do Chazorah. But can you take something from the fridge on a Guf of Ketumah? The answer is no. You can't take from the fridge a kegel and put it on the Guf of Ketumah. That would be also. However, what's Sif Hei talking about? Sif Hei is talking about, you've got a full pot, a cooking, boiling pot. Now you take something from the fridge and you're putting it on top of the pot, which the pot happens to be on top of a fire. Okay, that you're allowed to do in Silchat Chila. Rabbi Isai, what is this? According to this, what would be the halacha? Are you allowed to take your so what? Yeah, does it make sense? Prima Godim is a beautiful svara. It's Moshun Adik Meduyik. It's Moedik Meduyik. So Chaim, what comes out? Pardon? According to the Prima Godim, Rabbi Isai, says Rabbi Feingold, according to the Prima Godim, what would be the halacha with regards to taking a kegel, taking a challah, and putting it on top of a hot plate, which has an upside down pot? And therefore, what are you allowed to do? 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 Siv Gimel? Chazorah. Are you allowed to take it from the fridge and Siv Gimel? No. Rabbi said we are stuck.
If you do, what is it?
Issa of Nesine Lechatchile, which is Issa de Rabbanon on Shabbos. Nesine Lechatchile. It's Chazor Be Issa. Some person call it Chazor Be Issa because it's not really Chazorah. You can't just take something for it's Xerov Mechse Kamavashel. Nesine Lechatchile. And Siv Gimel tells us you're only allowed to do it if Chazorah, if the conditions of Chazorah apply. If the conditions of Chazorah don't apply, it's also. Okay, what are we going to do about this, Rabbi Isai? And therefore, what have you gained? Oh, if it's not reaching outside this point, it's probably permitted if it's in terms of smicha. Yeah, now I want to tell you that many poets came, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman had discussed, this is one of the very famous shuvas of Rav Vozna. Rav Vozna was nifta how many years ago? 2 years ago? 1 or 2 years ago?
2 months.
He wasn't Chol HaMoed. 2 years ago? He wasn't Mamash. When was he nifta?
Pesach.
How many years ago? 2.5 years ago? Yeah? Rav Vozna was nifta 2.5 years ago. So, he, one of his early tshuvas, he was actually a Talmud. It's not so known, not so well known to so many people. Rav Vozna was actually a Talmud. Yes, he was a Talmud of Meir Shapir. He did learn in Chacham Lublin. That's true. And that's undisputable. But I think that more than that, I don't know if more than that, but just as much, he was actually a Talmud of the Halakha Chazon Ish. He learned by the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish made him into a posik. At one point, Rav Vozna wanted to go out of learning. He wanted to become a sofer, and Chazon Ish was the one who mamash made him to a rav, and he said he has to carry on learning and whatever. So that's the stories about that. But the point was, he actually was close to the Chazon Ish. The Halakha Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish was lived in 1954. So make a cheshbon, and Chazon Ish had a conversation, Tshuva, in Shevet Alevi Chelik Aleph, about this very topic over here. And Rav Vozna has a discussion with the Chazon Ish in Shevet Alevi, and you could Chelik Aleph, and you can see how the Chazon Ish is Mesiachas to Rav Vozna. It was nifta 1954, and it was Tshuva, so already back and forth. You can imagine, it must have been mamash. So it's quite extraordinary in terms of timing. So there, Rav Vozna is matir, and so was Rav Shlomo Zalman, and so was Rav Moshe, to do even with upside down pot option that we do nowadays. And he says, matir, even according to the Prima Godim. Even according to the Prima Godim, it's permitted. And the reason is because our hot plates, we mentioned earlier the Rav Moshe Svara, that our hot plate is not really a regular place of cooking. It's not the Echbishel intrinsically. Yeah, are we agreeing on that? Rabbi Yossel, is that true or untrue? It is true. Okay, if that's true, that the hot plate is not considered a regular place of cooking, then one could argue that, okay, general Nesinu Lechatchile, that's stretching it. I know the Apo Eskimo Matir, to do a Nesinu Lechatchile right from the fridge onto the hot plate, that is very questionable. It's very questionable. I know that some quote Reb Moshe being mati that, but it's questioned because they said it's not mechzer bishul. But at the very least, you could argue that the empty pot option, the empty pot, at least that makes it into so much not a regular place of cooking that you're allowed to do that even according to the Prima Gaudim. Because remember, exactly, even if it's empty. Because the Prima Gaudim, remember, was talking about the Siv Gimel. And Siv Gimel was talking about a proper fire, and you're making it guf uktuma with an empty pot. That's what empty pot did. He made it into guf uktuma. But we're learning that a hot plate is not a full fire, that you have to put an empty pot on that and it makes a guf uktuma. No. A hot plate is anywhere guf uktuma. Could even be kashu kvavu, we learned yesterday. So an empty pot is certainly good enough for that to make it in the sinachat chile. That's the way of thought that Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Moshe, Rav Ozner go, and therefore they're matir, a bit of a tziruf, and they say that therefore the sinachat chile is mutter even on an empty pot. And that's the general minhag Yisrael, I believe, is to be mati like those gedolei achronim that you're allowed to do in the nisus lechatchila on an empty pot, on a hot plate, and even according to the Prima Gaudim would be okay.
Not a liquid.
Liquid zichah, not because of chazara, and not because of nisus lechatchila, because of bishul d'raisa. Bishul d'raisa.
And
Brech without a pot? Nisus lechatchila is awesome. Guf uktuma is not a heter for the sinachat chile. An empty pot, and kavuchom, and even better, a full pot, will be mutter on according to that's what we're learning now. No, so yes, according to most poskim, you could do both. Now, there are poskim hold that on a hot plate, on a blech, you can't. Because they say that you can't double. It's a bit of questionable. It's a question. Can you? Because maybe what you're doing by putting an empty pot there, all you're doing really is you're making a double guf uktuma. And that doesn't help. You can't do double guf uktuma. It doesn't help. So you actually need a full pot to do that. But there are poskim on matir. And they say that the whole Siv Gimel was only talking about they're putting an empty pot to make it guf uktuma, and that's when chazal. But if you've got a blech already, and then you put an empty pot on that you'll have to do this red chila on, if it's a mamash and a red kedera ikonis. So that's what some points give about here. The mice, what's the minig, Rabbi Yisai? What's the minig?
I have a blech with an empty aluminium container.
Yeah.
And the chala on top of that, not near the fire.
That's the color there, okay. That's the koladeis, okay. The koladeis. That's Micha, and that's Siv Hei, and that's the Prima Gaudim, and that's the Shlomo Zalman, that's the Moshe, that's definitely okay. Why is it blech? Because a blech is certainly not considered kashu gvove. And Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Moshe have, Reb Shlomo Zalman was chayza, but Reb Moshe has a tzad that the hot plate is not a mokum bishul at all. And it's not, there's no Mexican vashel there. And therefore, certainly if you put an upside-down pot there, you'd be allowed to be making it as in Siv Hei. But again, this is but I think if we want to make a consensus, a general consensus, if we take main halacha, and we take out all the extreme shitters, I think you can make the blech and the hot plate on the same category, and you can say that if you put an upside-down pot, it's mutter, because even to put something straight from the fridge, as long as it's solid, because or based on Seif Hei, and we're learning that it is considered it's based on Seif Hei that it's mutter and an upside down pot.
And the thickness of this
one. Right, so that's a good question. That goes back to really Seif Cotton Pe Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, that if it is, it needs to be some sort of hekka. So they talk about a plate, they talk about a pot, they talk about an aluminium a tin foil. But most poskim, all the poskim agree, if you just take a layer of aluminium and you put it on top, whom are you trying to fool? That's not considered. That's not. That may help for guf uktuma, but it certainly doesn't help for the red kedera ikonis.
The modern day crock pots, small balls.
That's for something else. Yeah, that's for something else. We'll get to it in the Rishon Zayin, we'll speak about that. Rabbi, are we agreeing, just to make that case, I think it's an important point, and we'll finish off with that. Does it make sense, Rabbi Yisai, if we're talking about kedera ikonis? So we're learning an upside-down pot. We'll learn about that. It's the Rishon Zayin. We're learning an upside-down pot. You're allowed to do this in the Chatchila. Now, we all agree that upside down pot is fine. So we all can all understand that a tin foil is fine as well. But at the same time, I think we can all appreciate that aluminium foil is not within that category. It can't call it Kedere Ekonis, not aluminium foil. It doesn't make any sense. And that's why it doesn't make any sense, people who have a hot plate and they put on top aluminium foil, and they're doing the Sidechat Chil on top of that, they are not doing the right thing. That is awesome. But if it's a tin foil, like the ones we make cakes in or something like that, in that, that's what Avosen says it's mutter. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, just to recap what we covered tonight, very briefly, we learned in Sif Gimel, we learned that a pot is good for Chazorah. If the Dinei Chazorah apply, you can use a pot and take your kegel and put it on top of the pot. And we learned that you can only do that if it was before that if Dinei Chazorah apply. In Sif Hei, we learned that you're allowed to do that in Sif Chatchila, you can take straight from the fridge a panadish and put it on top of the pot. How does that make sense? We learned that there's two approaches in the Achronim. One is the Dogon Mevavah's approach that says that, yeah, the difference is as to whether it's Derech Bishl, yes or no. And since if it's a random, obscure thing to do, it will be permitted. The second approach is in the name of the Prima Godim, in Bialoch in the name of the Prima Godim, who says it depends if the pot is empty or full. On an empty pot, you can only do Chazorah. On a full pot, you're allowed to do Nisin Chatchila. And we learned that the person can want to say that even according to Prima Godim, you're allowed to do that on a hot plate, because it's no Enderech Bishl Bekach, it's not the Mechsek Vashal, and therefore it's very stodim to be Mekel. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai.